The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. Learn more at zingperformance.com.
The information provided on the Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today on Forever Young. Our mission here has always been the same for the past two decades, and that is to inform and educate every listener on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information.
And if you'd like to learn more about the show, please feel free to visit our website at americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there we have past shows, great articles, and you can sign up for our free newsletter.
It's so great. And believe me, we've been getting a lot of feedback from our listeners on the 15 free special reports. There's no strings attached. You put your email in there, you get 15 special reports, and they're really, really good, ranging from hormones, cardiovascular, you name it. Really take the time to enjoy that. Another thing we have is our archive site under the radio section. You'll see three separate tabs. We have the weekly highlight page, which gives you the information of what we're covering on these episodes, but also discounts and giveaways just for being a listener of the program. My name is Kelly Capasola, and I'm being joined by America's natural doctor, Dr. Mark Stangler. Hey, Dr. Stangler.
Kelly, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm excited about our show today. We all know that a lot of kids have been displaced and haven't been in school, so it's been an undertaking that the parents have been dealing with. And again, leading to these struggles, whether it's with learning in general or poor reading, writing, concentration. If any of this sounds familiar, make sure to stay with us as we are joined by a very special guest today.
You know, in medicine, we really have not done a great job in helping kids, you know, in terms of learning disorders, focus problems. Yes, there's been some programs, there's been some medications which are helpful, but fundamentally, there has to be a revolution. So many kids struggle here in America in terms of learning disorders. And so Winford has a unique program, very scientific. I was worked with some pretty top-notch PhDs around the country to develop this program over many decades. So it's really exciting stuff.
So exciting. And again, we'll be talking about the cerebellum. And when we talk about those kids that you were speaking of, Dr. Mark, they grow into adults. So if we can help them younger, it kind of molds them for the rest of their life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have Winford Doerr, and for the last 20 years, he has focused his attention on changing the world one brain at a time through Zing Performance. And basically, Kelly, through his dedication, Zing Performance, company that he runs, now is the tool, scientific research, and strategy to achieve the results that every parent child wants to see. And he doesn't stop there. Winford hopes Zing Performance can help as many people as possible and provide successful results and feedback that can transform government policy on education. So, Winford, great to have you back on the show.
Dr. Stangler, good to hear you.
Good to have you on. Your brain's not functioning. You got major problems. You know, in medicine, you're declared medically dead if you don't have any brain waves. So kind of proves the point how important the brain is.
Absolutely. And so many children who are struggling at school, it's assumed they have all sorts of issues. They're totally misunderstood. And they carry on struggling with reading, struggling with comprehension or concentration, struggling with confidence very often. And often these are the brightest children, just waiting for their skills to be discovered. So I've been on a wonderful journey for the last 20 years, researching just what it is that causes these children to struggle when deep down all the brain parts are there. It's just the connections haven't been finished off.
Right. And when we're talking about that connection, I think Dr. Mark brought up a good point. We hear so much about the brain. We rarely hear about a certain part of the brain called the cerebellum.
Yeah.
Because I know the majority of your research, especially when it comes to helping not only your own family, but other families out there, was very much centered on that part of the brain.
It was. Well, it started with my daughter. She got very depressed. She was every parent thinks their child is bright and We certainly did about my daughter, had four children, but the oldest, Susie, seemed just as bright as the others, had just the same wonderful teachers, and yet learning was almost impossible for her. So everything that happened pre-school seemed, say, she was going to do really well in school, but by the time she was seven, she was obviously falling behind. I started researching this, and it wasn't long before I was coming up with some really strange things, things that seemed obvious to me that weren't being connected and put together by the other researchers and the education systems. And it was all pointing to the cerebellum. Well, the cerebellum is a bit like the junction box between brain and body. It's the bit that hardwires skills. So we get good at things or we don't get good at them. We get natural at them or we don't get natural at them, according to the cerebellum. And when I started looking at all of Susie's symptoms, because it wasn't just poor reading, it was poor writing. She was holding her pen strange. She didn't actually crawl very much as a baby. There were all sorts of things piecing together. She had travel sickness, and the other children didn't suffer from travel sickness. Now I talk to, of course, thousands of mums and dads around the world. I find that these are all common symptoms. And what I was piecing together was that the cerebellum explains why all of those symptoms occur. So it's kind of common sense, isn't it? Let's focus on the cerebellum. In fact, appears to be the common denominator or maybe even the root cause. Let's focus there. So I started working with researchers, with amazing neuroscientists who had focused all of their efforts on understanding the cerebellum. Now, what's happened with the cerebellum is that even to this day, many neuroscientists don't really know what it's doing. In fact, sometimes when you see drawings of the brain, they don't even label the cerebellum, but it's actually 3/4 of all brain cells. Wow, it's incredibly important. So I've just focused the last 20 years working out how can I develop the cerebellum naturally without using drugs so that all of the potential of my daughter's brain and the thousands of others we work with can be seen. So it's really exciting. It's got to become high priority for every neuroscientist the world over.
But the cerebellum, like you said, 70% of the brain's neurons or specialized cells are concentrated in that area known as the cerebellum. If people have problems with learning, with focus, with attention, even with mood, even athletic performance, that kind of proves the point. It's got to be a pretty critical component of the brain. And as you said, I mean, I hadn't really come across many people working specifically on that to help the kids and even the adults with these learning issues.
We've got to take our hat off to Professor Schmarman at Harvard Medical School, because from about 1990, he's been working hard to tell the world just how important the cerebellum is. 30 years on, in other words, at least a generation has suffered because far too few people have listened to what he's saying. And I'm determined that we change that now so another generation doesn't suffer. But what we've got right now is, of course, a lot of parents who don't normally homeschool have been homeschooling. And so all of the issues that are very obvious to teachers every day within school have become far more obvious to those parents at home. So you've got a lot of parents, a lot of mums, warrior dads, who are now really concerned that their child doesn't find it easy to study. They don't find it easy to read. And if they do read, comprehension isn't that easy either. And they might have great ideas, but they can't write them down, and so on. So There's a lot of interest right now in what can we do to find the root cause of why these children aren't studying. And, you know, it comes back to the development of the cerebellum. You know, the human babies are born with a pretty undeveloped cerebellum, unlike animals who are born with a highly developed cerebellum. So this process starts at birth and it goes on for the first typically 7 years, and it doesn't happen as fast as it should in every child. So our job is to find out where more development is possible and continue that development. It's like a nurturing process. But at the moment, it isn't part of our education system, and it doesn't look like it's going to be for changing that in any time soon. So I'm afraid it's down to parents to say, do you know what? I'm going to find out how to do this and bring out the best in my child.
I find your work so fascinating, Winford, because I've never really put two and two together, like you were speaking to a couple minutes ago. Most animals or mammals, when they're born, come out of the womb and they're walking within 24 hours or 48 hours. Typically, when we're looking at our children or us as humans, we're walking within, what, a year?
The cerebellum is a bit like a junction box, or if you understand about computer programming, you can think of it as something that creates the computer programs that makes all of our skills, all of our processes easy, automatic, effortless, or not. So when the cerebellum is fully developed for a given skill, so let's take reading, then eye movement is easy. You take the letters in, the brain converts it into comprehended thoughts, and you don't have to think about it. But one in four children have to work really hard at eye movement. They have to work really hard at turning what they see into words they understand and then string them together so that they can comprehend it and they can get the sense of what they're reading. These are skills. The problem is, because there's so much ignorance around this area, it's assumed that those children aren't very bright. Well, let me tell you, if that was true, we wouldn't have any billionaires, because nearly all of the billionaires don't do much reading for pleasure, because for them, many of them, reading is not that easy. And that's true of so many entrepreneurs. So there is no connection between whether a child can read easily and whether that child is intelligent. That's a total myth, and we should break that connection now. You know, what we often see is children that are struggling with reading, struggling with writing. So guess what? They get very poor marks in exams and tests, and they're misunderstood, and people feel sorry for them, and they give them a label, ADHD or dyslexia or something like that. Or they're not always labeled, of course, but they're regarded as slow and kind of written off. But often those are the brightest children. And if you look at the list of famous millionaires who are dyslexic, it's incredible. U.S. presidents and inventors and so on and so on. Often that poor reading skill is actually a mask behind which hides a huge amount of intelligence. And sometimes it's discovered. Far too often it's not discovered. So, you know, the process we're talking about is thrilling. You know, every day I get stories from, and I think you've got someone joining us later that's going to share a story or two. Every day I get these amazing stories, and to me it just takes my heart back to the moment when my daughter started reading for the first time, just a few weeks after we started on the she was our very first guinea pig with this process to develop the cerebellum so that what was almost impossible before became possible. But then, of course, it wasn't just her reading was improving. All of those other things that we hadn't realized were linked. Things like her poor organization, her travel sickness, her poor memory, the way she held a pen, all of these things. Her confidence was low. She was always stressed. Oh, and a big one, her emotional control was dreadful. Well, that seems like a completely random set of symptoms. But when you understand the cerebellum, they can all be explained. You can actually put them all together and go, yep, that links back to that. That's because of that. And that's because of that. And, you know, it's been a hugely exciting process this last 20 years.
ZingPerformance.com. ZingPerformance.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you avoid activities that don't come naturally to you? Are you missing out on opportunities because you don't have confidence in your abilities? We often think that learning stops as we reach adulthood. Some think that if core skills like reading and concentrating didn't develop at school, then they never will. However, research is advancing rapidly and shows that adults do have the opportunity to build core skills later in life. A study conducted at Sheffield University showed improvement in balance and memory recovery by redeveloping the cerebellum. At Zing Performance, our programs not only help develop your ability to learn new skills quicker, but when the cerebellum is fully functional, a person's executive functions will increase. At Zing, we focus on the incredible brain-body connection and use a range of brain-body activities that take 10 minutes twice a day. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com. Remember, you are never too old to learn. 844-500-9464. That's 844-500-9464.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a wonderful conversation with our good friend, Winford Doerr, talking about a part of the brain that's not covered often, the cerebellum. We're focusing our show today on our kids, our teenagers, especially those with reading issues or struggling with different parts of learning, whether it be reading, remembering, and all those different things that we see our kids struggle with, spelling. We mentioned ADD, dyslexia. I will tell you, as a dyslexic child and one who is growing into an adult, hearing the kind words you said was so refreshing. I'll tell you, your book, Stop Struggling in School, number one bestseller on Amazon, first and foremost, but just wonderful information, just really, you know, going through these myths that you're sharing with us. But let's continue on our conversation, because with all of these kids who have been at home, we don't know who's going to be going back to school. Some people have gone to homeschooling. How can we help the parents out there and the kids? You have helped over 40,000 people. So anything that you can share with our audience today would be greatly appreciated.
Well, look, these children are so misunderstood. I had a phone call about 3 weeks ago from a girl called Rose, who was one of my first guinea pigs. Because what happened was, when my daughter Susie started the program, all these other parents start saying, oh, my child is struggling. Can he or she be on this program? And Rose joined the program. And when I met her, I spoke to her parents and I said, do you know what? I think she's maybe the brightest of your three children. And one was just going off to university and one had gone through university. And Rose wasn't expected to get any exam passes. And they laughed at me. Well, to cut a long story short, Rose was one mark away from a first class honors degree 4 years later after that. So she went through the rest of her schooling. She also won a national gymnastics competition, to everyone's amazement. She made such progress, not just academically, but in her sporting skills as well. So was she a one-off? No, we've had that story an awful lot. And, you know, what is remarkable is, you know, you kindly mentioned about your own upbringing, Kelly, but so many people who struggle in school have a totally different life. Some of them underachieve dreadfully through the whole of their lives, but a few, like you, shine, and the real intelligence you always had now shows in what you do. You're a genius at what you do. And I want to find the genius in every single child, because we now know how we can do it safely.
Right, Winford. But, and so for the parents listening out there, what are the type of conditions? I mean, maybe just review that again, that can be helped with this program. I mean, more specifically, what would you say to them?
Well, if you've got a child, if you tick a few of these boxes, Dr. Stengler, then your child has got an incompletely developed cerebellum. That's as bad as it is. Huge potential. Do something about it. So just count your fingers as I go through these. They find reading hard work. Sometimes they can kind of read, but they have to reread because they haven't comprehended it. Very often their spelling is very poor. Sometimes they can have wonderful thoughts, but just can't put them down in writing. Sometimes they have travel sickness. Sometimes they bypass the crawling phase as a child. Sometimes their confidence or self-esteem is less than it should be. Sometimes they have poor emotional control. They get frustrated or angry or uptight quicker than they ought to. Sometimes they've got a poor memory. So look, if you've ticked 2, 3, or 4 of those that I've just listed, that points to a child that almost certainly has got an incompletely developed cerebellum, which means they've got huge potential just waiting to be discovered. And so when someone introduces me to a child and they say, oh, here's the symptoms, I get all excited because they say, wow, this child's got great potential. And they look at me gone out as if to say, that's kind of cynical, isn't it? I said, no. When you've worked with 45 to 50,000 people, and you know this is what happens when you find a person like this, you do get excited. So, I'd love parents listening to be having hope right now. If you've ticked 3, 4 of those symptoms, then do you know what? The chances of helping your child is high. And if you've been pointed to tinted lenses or more phonics, or you haven't read enough at home, or the child's just being lazy, or the child is not that intelligent. If you've been given any of those messages, I'm sorry, they are not looking at the true potential of that child. They're not looking at the root cause. Because when you go to the root cause and you find it's the cerebellum, then all you've got to do, you're more than halfway to solving it, all you've got to do then is work out, okay, how do I continue and complete naturally the development of the cerebellum?
I want to point it out, and I think this is the part that really impressed Dr. Mark and I when we start learning about Zing Performance. I want to be very clear to our audience. The Zing Performance Program is not one of tutoring, medication, or any of those things. Let's set the table. So somebody comes in and they're like, this is fantastic. I know that I need to apply this into my child's life. What does it really take? What is the protocol? Can you give us a little bit of information on that?
Yeah, the first thing we do is check that the child's symptoms are linked to the cerebellum. It's really important for us if we take on, we only take on folk that we know there's a very good chance we can make a life-changing piece of progress happen. So we do some assessments, and those can all be done online. And those assessments actually tell us to what extent can you change the characteristics of the cerebellum. And we give people a report. We're completely open about it, say, this is where your child is right now in how they process what they see. This is where your child is now in what they process, how they process what they hear. This is what they can do with memory and what they can recall and what they can't recall. So we give them a whole load of reports, the stuff they've never seen before. And they always say, why isn't the school giving me this? Because we also give them targets and saying, we think it's reasonable to expect us to get your child here. So if it's visual processing, that's going to make a huge difference to reading and comprehension. If it's auditory processing, it makes a huge difference to what they can listen to, what they can take in. Because so many children that have got concentration issues, for them to turn the sound waves that go into their ears to what goes up into their brain as comprehended thought, that's a skill that's never developed. So it takes a while. They have to think hard about it, and it's exhausting. So when they're looking out the window or making a fool of themselves to distract all the children around them because they can't concentrate, teachers often assume they're choosing to be like that. No, they're not. They're wired to be like that. For them, listening is hard work. It's impossible for some. So we've got to understand these children and say, do you know what? They're not choosing to behave like this. They've got more potential. Let's understand them and let's work on how can we fundamentally change the underlying skills that right now is making studying, is making concentration, is making reading hard work for them. And that's what we do with our program. That's our program to answer the point about medication. No. Well, I chose to take my research down the non-medication route because I wanted something that was going to have lasting impact. Well, fortunately, I was pointed by a professor at Sheffield University, Professor Rod Nicholson, an amazing guy. He's my mentor to this day. He told me where to look. He said, nobody's ever done it, but if you look hard enough, you'll find it. So I took on about 400 staff, and we did a huge amount of research with these 45,000 children and adults, mainly children. And we started finding that there was physical exercises that if you put them together in the right way, and every brain was different, so it had to be different for every child, but we worked hard on understanding that. If you put it together in the right way, you actually develop the cerebellum. 20 years on, we've been watching this happen wonderfully for 20 years on. Just a few weeks ago, I was told about a new research paper in Nature. And in this research paper in Nature, it was saying, if you combine vestibular stimulation, that's the balance organ exercises, plus exercises that challenge the cerebellum, if you put those together, and if you keep it up for 6 to 8 weeks, you create stem cells in the cerebellum, wow, which turns into new circuits. So guess what? After 20 years, all of the trial and error we did at the beginning to come up with programs that were totally personalized for every unique brain, they now tell us it looks like we're creating stem cells and it looks like we're turning those into the very new circuits that is what is transformational for these children.
Again, really want to give your information out so people can learn more. And listeners, go and check out the website. It is Zing, Z-I-N-G, performance.com. Again, zingperformance.com. Or you can call if you have specific questions. The number is 844-500-9464. Again, 844-500-9464. Or visit their great website. That's zingperformance.com. I highly encourage you to check out the blog at the bottom of the page. Also, you can learn more about the test and how to become a part of the Zing family and about that great book, Stop Struggling in School. So take that time, read the website, educate yourself a little bit over the break. And when we come back, we're going to pick the cerebellum a little bit more of Winford Doerr. So stick with us. We'll be right back.
Did you know 1 in 4 children struggle with reading and/or attention issues? While others have emotional or behavioral changes, many are diagnosed with ADHD, autism, Asperger's, and many go undiagnosed. At Zing Performance, we know that every learning journey is different. We all have our own strengths and struggles. With that in mind, we have separate personalized training plans that are tailored specifically for children, teens, adults, and athletes. These personalized programs are delivered via a smartphone with coach support and takes only 10 minutes twice per day. The Zing Performance Program is a life-changing, natural intervention to help develop key learning and development skills for those experiencing poor learning skills, lack of focus, stress, and loss of emotional control. The focus is on harnessing your potential by developing skills, so they become more natural. As a result, there is more capacity and scope to learn the things you love. Learn more at zingperformance.com. That's zingperformance.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, so grateful that you join us each and every week right here on the Forever Young Radio Show, covering a very important topic today, talking about the brain with a very special highlight on the cerebellum. We have a very special guest, Lisa Carlson, who's not only had her family go through the program, but works with other families when it comes to using Zing Performance in the USA. Lisa, thank you for joining Winford, Dr. Stengler, and myself today on Forever Young.
Thank you. It's a privilege to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. You are actively working with the families on Zing Performance.
Yeah, I have the privilege of working in a chiropractic office running the Zing program. And so I have the opportunity to work with many families, kids of all ages, and really parents that are very sad and distressed because their children are struggling with reading and spelling and comprehension and all of those things. And all of them have great teachers. They've been in great schools. The parents are helping them, reading with them, but they're still struggling to comprehend, to even have their eyes work together so that when they're taking information in, they're understanding what they're reading. So a lot of them struggle with reading speed, and just being able to not get frustrated when they're reading and they want to give up on their homework and things. So I actually spoke with several families during the week to find out some more updated testimonials. And one of them is just so exciting. We have a 14-year-old boy who he wants a fishing boat. But in the state of Minnesota, you have to be 18 and there you have to have a license if you're not. With his being in Zing, he's been able to comprehend more, and he took it upon himself to get his boat driving license. And so he has gone on a website, learned about the licensure, and he is taking the quizzes, and he'll have a test, and he's getting over 80% on every quiz he's taken so far, and he's doing it all on his own. And his mom found a notebook full of notes of from each lesson he's going through. He's taking notes, and she said he's never done that in school. When he reads now, he's fluent. So if they have him read out loud, he's fluent. I have a young woman who's 21 that's doing the program, and she's been doing online school because she's just been too anxious. She can't comprehend well, and she has a lot of sensory issues along with the reading. And so she actually does her homework. She has a family. There's 6 in her family, and she does her homework at night from midnight to 3 because she can't concentrate with the family during the day. And she said she is getting her homework done faster. She's now doing it earlier in the night because she can focus with the noise around. And she said that her driving is better. She's calm because she's very anxious about driving. And she said, I'm much calmer when I drive now. We have another young man who is 13, and he has really struggled. He's actually on an IEP, and he is going into 9th grade, and he's a baseball player, but very upset by the IEP and really has not been able to comprehend at all. He's hit all of his goals in reading for Zing at this point. He's fluent. When he describes something, his mom said, it's detailed now. She said instead of losing what his thought is on the tip of his tongue, he's actually having fluent conversations, engaging in conversation, and reading when they're out around the town, even like reading signs just out loud. He never did that. So they're just noticing his confidence is better, and he's also a baseball player, and she wanted me to just tell you that his pitching and hitting have gone up considerably.
Interesting, level, yeah. So.
And then we have another young man who he's been failing school. In every class, he was failing any class that he had reading in, which is when you think about school, there's quite a few of those, especially when you're in middle school. And he ended up with the year with all A's and B's. One more, if I can share, We have a young woman, she is 12, and she doesn't like to do piano lessons. She's never liked it. And after Zing, they did the eye tracking assessment, and we were talking about her eyes and what she's seeing, and she said, well, Mom, all the notes on the piano books bounce. I can't read them. That's why I don't like to play, because I can't read them. And I've never thought to ask anybody if the letters or numbers or something are bouncing on a page. And so as parents, we don't think about that. But now, after being on Zing for 3 months, she is playing more difficult pieces. She is sitting down to play on her own, and she's not fighting Mom with practicing.
And some of the people out there are probably wondering, what do I need to do each day?
Well, every brain is different. So this isn't a one-size-fits-all program. So when we work out exactly where the potential is, and believe me, all of our potential is hidden in our cerebellum. So that's that finding it is just is really exciting. But once we've worked out what the program needs to be, then you have to do 10 minutes of exercise twice a day. And every 30 days, we give feedback showing your progress, where you're making progress, and show what your commitment is and so on. Most people get finished in 6 to 12 months. So it's 10 minutes twice a day, 6 to 12 months. So it's not as quick as a pill, but it lasts an awful lot longer. Because when you change the cerebellum, when you develop the cerebellum, you're creating lasting change. And that's the whole point. That was one of the reasons I got so excited about that nature research, because when we see that we're not just creating plasticity, we're actually developing stem cells by the look of it. That's what they're saying anyway. And it turns into new circuits. Those cerebellar circuits are what lasts the whole of your life. So, you know, when I learned to ride a bike, it was my cerebellum developing the skills to ride a bike without thinking about it. And for 20 years, I didn't ride a bike because I was enjoying driving a car. Then when I got my bike out and pumped the tires up, I could still ride. So that's the wonderful thing about creating change in the cerebellum. And, you know, the people that are contacting me now that were our guinea pigs, like the girl earlier, Rose, after 20 years, they are still going from strength to strength. And the same is true of the athletes and others. They don't lose it. Once you get it in the cerebellum, you've got it. And that's a real thrill.
I want to talk age. What's a good starting point, would you suggest?
Age 7 is when we start a child on the program.
The reason we don't start until 7 is because the cerebellum is changing a lot. So if you did it before 7, you'd probably have to do it again because the cerebellum is still in rapid evolution development. So not before 7, but as soon as you can after that. Anything before the age of 90. So it depends on how old your child is, but we put a lot of children in teens, a lot of folk in their 20s, but we'll talk about that on another occasion. So children of any age. When we started this work on the cerebellum, we kind of assumed that by 16 or 18, things were set for the whole of our lives. Well, we were trying it because people wanted to try it at all sorts of ages, and we let them, and they were getting the same results. Well, what we now know is that the plasticity of the brain, you can be stimulated at any point in your life. So as long as you can do these physical exercises, they're not hard work, they're not cardio, they're mentally stretching rather than physically stretching you. As long as you can do them, as long as you do them, then you're going to be developing the cerebellum. My big regret is that I didn't get this to my daughter before she finished school. It would have changed her life because she missed out so much on social skills and other things in schooling. So she's clearly a bright girl. She's very eloquent and she's got incredible critical thinking. But my own regret is I wish I'd done it earlier. Well, I didn't. The research wasn't there. I haven't done the research. I'd urge every parent out there, if your child is 7 or more, get them doing this now and see what their real potential is.
It's on an app, right? So you can use it on your smartphone, your tablet, your computer. But then who checks in with you?
Oh, you get a coach right from day one. So your coach is allocated to you and the coach talks to you, explains how to get started. And the coach is always available. If you need her or him to help you out, just send them a message and they'll talk to you. But once a month, they do come back to you and give you a lot of detail about your progress that month. This is an individualized program because every brain is different. It's a fully coached program because this is an important process. We want to get it right because we want to find all the potential.
It's very exciting, and I have several families who are teachers, and they have their own kids going through this, and they're seeing the differences, and they're wishing that this is a tool that could be in schools. And, you know, to Winfred's point, if the skill isn't there, they don't have the ability to do more. It's not going to make a difference. We have to develop and turn that skill on. I'm the mom of a son with autism. He's 24. All of these tools have been in Davis's tool belts his entire life. We've had great teachers, great special ed teachers, all of those things. But we've had the most amazing changes in 8 weeks in our home with a 24-year-old that I can't even... It's so incredible, and I know how awesome this program is, and I'm literally getting to live it now with his reading, with his ability to process and make different changes and make safe, healthy choices because he's understanding more, he's seeing and taking in information in a different way than he used to, and he's able to access that information that was taught to him all his life.
I want to leave our listeners with one thing that really impressed me is they offer a full money-back guarantee on this program. And Winfred and Lisa, how many people have returned the program?
it doesn't happen. It doesn't. Well, we do it for two reasons. We put a money-back guarantee for two reasons. First of all, everybody in our team, Lisa and the others in this amazing team, we really care about helping everyone reach their full potential. It's really important to us. It's not a job. It's a calling. And so we cannot or we would not take money from someone that we weren't able to help. So we do check before we start. Is it likely? Nearly everybody we can, but we're very careful that we do check at the start.
That's so special. And again, we thank you both for sharing your information with us today. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Lisa, and to you, Winfred. And for our listeners out there, make sure you check it out, zingperformance.com. Have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.
Do your emotions get in the way of your success? If emotions cause you to choke at critical moments, then Zing Performance may help your brain to hardwire the automatic skill of emotional control so you can handle pivotal moments with calmness, clarity, and focus. To be at your best, you need mental strength, endurance, and energy. If your performance falters with mental fatigue, then rewiring your thought patterns and learning to put less pressure on the cerebellum may help to free the brain's capacity to help you stay alert. At Zing Performance, our programs not only enhance brain function, but ultimately human potential and performance. The best part? You do not need any special equipment or expensive medication. Just follow our simple and effective brain-body training exercises twice a day for 10 minutes. Sign up today at zingperformance.com or call 844-500-9464. 844-500-9464. Don't let your mind be your competitor. Believe in yourself. zingperformance.com.